So, everybody ready to do some healing? All right. And this healing, as we mentioned earlier, is on the physical, emotional, mental, and even in a sense, in connecting with your spiritual, it will feel like a spiritual healing too. Okay? But it's really an alignment with who you already are. So get yourself in a position that's comfortable, so you're not distracted by your body as so that distraction is, or is it as little as possible. All right. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to go to the chakras. Before we start even on the physical body systems, we're going to work with the chakras just to tune you, to align you, and line you up. Okay. Now the chakras tend to be in a straight line, and if you're sitting or standing, they're vertical. From the root, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the eyebrow chakra, and the crown chakra. And what we would like to do is to, we'll start with the chakras and we will end with the chakras, because then you will align on a higher level. The chakras go through all the planes. The physical plane has 6.5 chakras, basically. The seventh chakra is like the first chakra on the astral plane. And then the seventh chakra of the astral plane is the first chakra of the causal plane, the mental plane. And the seventh chakra, the mental plane, is the first chakra of the supermental or the par-causal, par-brahm. And then the seventh chakra of that one is the one that goes outside the universe. It goes to the plane of pure love and light. And then you're completely free of birth and death, or any connection with materiality. There's no more. And then if you come back into physical awareness from that place, you live your life as a great, it's like an ascended master, but it's you're actually in body. You are a fully realized master in body. So the chakras are what really tune you up on the physical plane. And they can align all the way up to the divine. So starting there, first of all, just imagine. Imagine at your tailbone, at your rectum, imagine a beautiful, beautiful red light. Just sense a ball of light in there, just radiating a warm, beautiful ball of red light. Now spin that ball. Just rotate it, spin it. You can roll it, spin it, put it in all sorts of movements. You can do infinity movements with it. It stays there, but it just rotates all over the place. So let it move freely. While it just holds right there in that same location, it still looks like a beautiful red ball of light, but it's like a ball that you just move in place, rotating, move it around. And now make it still again. And then from this place, send a beam of red light down to the earth. And that beam of red light going down into the earth, go deep, 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 deep into the earth. And then let it drop like a plumb line. Let it sink like an anchor in the ocean. Down, down, down. Let it just go down, down, down. And it's going to land. It's going to land at the center of the earth. Way, way down there. It's going to be molten. Or perhaps not. Perhaps it's a big cave. Whatever is right for you. But it's going to land there. And the spirit of the earth, Mother Earth, is there. Let Mother Earth take this beam of light as it touches down her in her hands. So your beam of light goes to the hands of Mother Earth in the center, in the core of the Earth, centered with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is the one who gives you everything in the physical. It gives you all abundance, all health, all love in the physical. All opportunity in the physical. Everything that comes to you in the physical. Every physical object comes from Mother Earth. Yeah, you may find remnants of meteors and things like that. But once it lands on Earth, it's Mother Earth. It comes, all comes from her. Let yourself be held in a way. Let yourself be oriented. Let yourself be grounded by Mother Earth and her love, her acceptance. And she sends a beam of light back up through your beam of light, making it even brighter and bigger. Let it really glow beautifully. And let it come up to your root chakra now. All the way up. Energizing that whole column of light. These are your grounding cables, your grounding cords to Earth. Strengthening, tuning, and aligning. And we will work with you. Everything that you do, we are working with you. We are assisting. We're Mother Earth's assistant. We're your higher self's assistant. Strengthening your grounding cables as it comes back up. Brilliant now. Beautiful, bright, bright red, lovely light back up to your root chakra, which becomes much bigger now. Big ball of light. Big ball of red light. Beautiful big ball. Filling up your pelvic floor. Feels good. Feel the wonderful warmth, the safety and security. Grounded in Mother Earth, she'll take care of you. Let her nurture you. Let her give you what you need, what you desire. Know that that's the plan. That's the divine plan for you to receive what you need. And if you're willing to receive what you desire. Feel the safety and the security. Feel a sense of calmness. Warmth, but calm. Strong. It could be energized, but calm. Calm and energetic at the same time. And now, it activates some of the Kundalini. The Kundalini energy is the coiled serpent of your physical power, your physical energy, coiled there under your tailbone. At the tip of your tailbone, it comes into you. From the other dimensions. Let that energy begin to open up and let some energy come into your tailbone. An energy that's going to build and it's going to start moving up. It's going to move up to the second chakra, the sacral chakra, right above the pubic bone. Sexual organs. The root of your sexual organs or the womb, filled with orange now, filled with orange, a ball of orange light there, beautiful orange. Spin it, because every time you spin the chakra, it'll clean out the debris that's in there, stuck debris, old debris of your self-image, old self-image. Limited images from your past, from your adolescence. So when this chakra awakened, you were an adolescent, puberty, and you remember what image you held of yourself then. So let it clean, let it clear now. We'll spin with you. We'll spin you. And that kundalini then filling you with motivation, motivational power, enthusiasm, passion. Just feel it as energy. You don't have to direct it towards any activity. Just feel it as energy. It's natural to you. And now let it come up. Let it come up. Let that kundalini move up into your, just above your navel. From there up all the way to your stomach, up to the sternum. That whole area, fill it with yellow. Beautiful, brilliant, buttery, lovely yellow. Shimmering, shining yellow, let it rotate. Let it spin. Your power, your basic power, your gut level knowing, the power of your wisdom, of your perception, of your emotional body. A lot of power, emotional power is here. Old anger and old rage, just let it get burned off now. It's going to burn off. And now the kundalini raises, beam of light surges up to the heart chakra, green. Let it spin. Let it be energized. Let it get big, nice and big. This should be your biggest chakra of all. This is the balancing chakra of your life. You are level four people. You're heart chakra people who were born into a third chakra world where everything was about power and force. Now you've moved to love and acceptance, and you're bringing it. You're bringing it in your life. Feel the green. The beautiful healing of the green. Feel your heart open. Let it relax. Let all the hurt go. All the rejections go. All the abandonment by others and the abandonment by yourself. Let it go. Let it. That's the debris. Let it go. Let it clear. All the attachments you've had with other people. All the losses you've suffered. Let it clear. That's it. And the kundalini rises once again to your second chakra, to the fifth chakra, rather, to the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, blue. This one is the smallest of all the chakras. It's most focused. This is a chakra of will. This is your higher will, your true will, your sense of focus, your purpose, your truth. Spin it. Now all the chakras beneath have been moving. Just feel them all moving. Even the root, let the root be moving. So you have five chakras now moving. Fifth chakra spinning in the throat. Let us clear all the debris, all the resistances, all the fears that you've had. So much fear will shut this one down. So much threat of rejection, of separation, of isolation, of ridicule, of humiliation. It shut down your throat. Your creativity squelched by the rules, by the consensus thinking. There we go. Cleaning it out, cleaning. All right, next. It expands up to your eyebrow chakra, to your eyes, to eye level. There, indigo blue, it's a bluish purple. Some of you have seen this color as lights in your mind or floating about you when some of your friends, your spirit friends, are with you. It's a connection through time. This is the Agni chakra, or the chakra of the rulership of the body. This is the one of the intellect, of the mind. This is where you envision your future. And most of you have at times, and most times, tended to envision your future as a projection from your past. Because you are seeing that who you are now was a product of your past rather than of your future. And your imagination may be limited and your creativity restricted. So let us release all that limitation to your creativity, to your imagination, to your future. Just let it spin, let it clear. And know that, as always, we have a vortex going, so all of this stuff is just going on out. Recognize it's not staying near you anywhere, it's just once you let it go, it's out there, it's gone. Let it go. And the Kundalini moves up, extends up to your crown, into your head, to your pituitary gland, and from there, pathway. The light goes essentially from your third eye back into your head. It goes down and makes a little dip at the pineal. And then it goes around the pineal, behind the pineal, and then it goes up to the pituitary. So there's this little dip. There's this little wave as it goes into your head and to the top of your head, right on top in the middle. Crown chakra is violet. Violet to lavender, or very, very pale violet. Almost so pale sometimes you don't even see the color, even in your mind. But it's only a vibration. It's only a frequency. Spin it. And here, where you allow yourself to receive from the divine, many of you keep it partially closed. You think you have to earn your way. You have to earn your spiritual treasures. But essentially, they're already yours. There's nothing to earn. They're your birthright. You must receive, though. So allow yourself to open to receive. I'm going to spin and clear. And now the Kundalini, filled up in your body, spews out the top in a beam of light, a violet-white beam of light that heads up from you. It goes up, and it goes up to your higher self. You may not have a very direct relationship with your higher self, or you may, but your higher self is the you beyond all your lifetimes, who knows who you are, has unconditional love and acceptance of you. You are part of your higher self's experiment in reality. Your higher self is the one who made the decision to become physical and to explore the material realms. The higher self remembers your mission your purpose, and is radiating tremendous light above you. Just feel that you connect. You don't have to know exactly. Just sense it. Just imagine it. This light beam goes up and connects to this big light being above you. And you're anchored above, safe, loved, nurtured from your higher self who loves you, connected to you all the way down to Mother Earth. You're one stream of light with beautiful colors spinning and floating in there. Just sense how much color it is. Sense how vivid, if you can, the colors are. Now this channel of light that goes all the way through all the chakras from the Mother Earth all the way up to higher self, just sense that channel. There's a channel that goes through there, goes along your spinal column. Now take that channel and expand it. Make it bigger. And we'll help. That's it. Bigger, bigger. Come on now. It's going to be several inches wide. Make it a foot in diameter. Big channel. Come on. Imagine a really big, bright, bright channel. And those chakras are getting proportionately larger too. You're getting big and bright. Huge and bright. And this channel goes all the way throughout your whole body. So your whole torso is part of your energy channel. Just feel it expand. Feel the light expand throughout your body. Your shoulders and your ribs, your hips, all filled with this amazing light. Your channel of light. Your Kundalini channel. Your spiritual channel. Your vibrational channel. And as you feel it so bright, sense that there are fibers of light that go out from you, everywhere, out into the universe. Fibers of light. And now, allow your higher self to send light back down to you, just as you did with allowed Mother Earth to send light to you. Let your higher self send light back, expanding that beam of light above you to where it is at least the width of the light inside you. And even more now. Let your higher self even give you more. Expand your light until you're in a column of light that's beyond you, that's bigger than you. And inside this column of light is your physical body. You have a system, your physical body system, a foundational system. Your nervous system, you have your endocrine system or hormonal system. You have your lymphatic system. You have your circulatory system. And as part of your lymphatic system, but also functioning to a certain extent as well, beyond that is your immune system. You have your respiratory system, your digestive and eliminative system. You have your sensory systems that are all connected into your nervous system. So let us touch you. Let us work with your systems. the endocrine system, primal system. You have several glands. Send your love now. Send your love into your brain, to your pituitary gland. It's in the center of your brain, where your crown chakra begins. Love, peace, and healing. To your pineal gland, who gives you your circadian rhythm, your life, and light connections, your hormones for sleep and awakeness. Send love, peace, and healing. And we are with you, sending love, peace, and healing. Blessings be to your pituitary and pineal, to your thyroid in your throat and your parathyroid, higher up and above your thyroid in your throat. Love, peace, and healing. Your energy system, your metabolic system. A lot of motivation from true will here. Love, peace, and healing be to your thyroid and parathyroid. Into your chest, to the thymus gland by the heart, love, peace, and healing. Your desire and enthusiasm for life, your will to live, your joy of life, your lust for life, love, peace, and healing. And while it is not a gland, every hormone must be processed just about by the liver, under your right ribs. Your liver processes all your toxins. Let us do some cleansing and detoxing here. Here's where you stash rage, powerless rage, anger, feared treachery of others, resentments, bitternesses, love, peace, and healing. Love your liver. It does so much work for you. Love, peace, and healing. And also, while it is not technically a gland per se, your pancreas, in the center to the left side, kind of overlapping the liver in the center, your pancreas, to work with the sweetness of your life, to work with energy, energy storage, energy usage, energy allotment. Love, peace, and healing to your pancreas. Love, peace, and healing. Cleansing and purifying. And then moving to your adrenal glands situated on top of each kidney. They are your energy powerhouse, your hormonal energizers, your mover, your shaker. Love, peace, and healing to your adrenals. Love, peace, and healing. Love, peace, and restoration. And then to your sexual organs. Love, peace, and healing. love, peace, and healing. And your whole endocrine system lights up with golden orange light, harmonizing, balancing, toning. Nervous system, back to the head, the brain. The brain has a lot of misfunctions through various damage, by injury, by nutritional deficiencies, by deficiencies in breathing and air. Brain, healing. Love, peace, and healing. Let us heal. Let us work with your brain. All the lobes of your brain, they were their functions. Heal. Your higher self has sent you this incredible light, this beautiful light that's around you. It is a healing light. We have a vortex with you. We're working with you. Let it go. Let the stuff go you need to let go of out of your brain. And all the nervous system, all the plexuses that go down around the chakras, all the nerves that run out to the hands, the motor nerves, the peripheral nerves, the sensory nerves, the smooth nerves that enable your vision, your taste, your hearing, your smell, your touch. Peace be unto your nerves. Peace, love, and healing. Let yourself let it. All the resistance, the static, the sluggishness, the limitations to your senses, let them go. Let yourself receive. And all the nerves that go down to innervate your body, to innervate your other systems, to innervate your digestive system, your breathing, your circulatory, your heart rate, the electrical system of your body. The whole electrical system of your body pulsates with light fibers all the way to the tips of your toes, activating, energizing, and nourishing the body's energy and electrical systems. Charging your batteries now. Let's charge up the batteries of the nervous system. This is where you receive psychic input. This is where you receive your newest perceptions. This is where you're expanding your awareness. First, in your body, in your nervous system, let it have peace, love, and healing. All right, your circulatory system, your heart and the blood, all the blood vessels, may they be strong and flexible. Love, peace, and healing to all your blood vessels, your arteries and your veins, the heart and the heart muscle, all the capillaries, all the way down to every cell. Love, peace, and healing. Allow yourself to circulate life freely. and now your lymphatic system. It is like two amazing vortices in your chest, in your breasts, between your breasts and your armpits, just in there, in your chest. These are places where lymphatic drainage comes from all the body, all the way from the feet and the head, arms, all comes there to drain, to release toxins, used up stuff from the cells. If you didn't drain several quarts of this a day, you would die. It is absolutely essential to your health, to your immune system, to your capacity to do anything, to exist. Emotions can get stuck in the lymph. Old emotions in the lymph will get sluggish. So imagine now that you're also, in a sense, letting your stuffed emotions of your body out. Let them free as your whole lymphatic system, which coexists. It's right next to all your circulatory systems, all next to your arteries. Goes to every cell, takes all the waste from every cell and takes it back to these dump sites. From there, it gets determined where it goes, to the liver, to the bloodstream, wherever it needs to go, to be eliminated, even into the intestines. Love, peace, and healing to your lymph. Let it flow gently, quietly, easily, elegantly, freely. The blood nourishing, the lymph cleansing, the water of your body. And now the immune system, a greater octave perhaps, or function of the lymphatic system that identifies positive, negative, that determines what can be eliminated, what must be fought or must be surrounded and isolated. A certain well-being of your body connected to the thymus, the level of well-being, the level of immune function, the freedom of emotion to the lymph and the immune function. Your whole immune system, all over your body, everywhere, all your helper cells, all your fighter cells, to defend you, to protect you. Peace, love, and healing. Peace, love, and healing. Joy. Joy. And now to your muscular system, muscular skeletal system, bones and muscles. Let's go to the soft tissue all over the body. Those muscles that are pulled too tightly, perhaps, at both ends, to become in spasm. Too loose, perhaps. The ligaments, perhaps, too loose. Inflammation. Lactic acid buildup. Tiredness, achiness can get stuck in the muscles, in the soft tissues. Peace, love, and healing to the soft tissues. Cleansing the soft tissues. Gently, gently. Cleansing. And now the bones. peace, love, and healing to your bones, to the plates in your head, the bones that hold you up, or through the vertebrae that enable you to move with the muscles. Peace, love, and healing. That hold your reservoir of minerals to keep your metabolism balanced nutritionally. You've borrowed from your bones. To nourish your bones, love and healing minerals. Let's give them some psychic minerals. Feel them get stronger. There we go. And last but not least, the digestive and eliminative system. Starting at your mouth, moving down the your gullet into your stomach, working with the liver and the pancreas and the spleen, the gallbladder, all of them working together to digest your food, to bring in the right amount of acid, to break the food down. Love, peace, and healing to your digestion. Love, peace, and healing. Cleaning out the toxins that are there. Clearing the passageways so that, and the messages of the system, so that you get the right messages with the food. So your body can understand what it is and what to do with it. Just right. Just perfectly for you. And the food moves from the stomach through the duodenum and to the small intestine, where it is broken down more and absorbed, utilized into the colon and then out the rectum as feces. Your eliminative system now. It can get so jammed up, it can get so plugged up. Love, peace, and healing. Love, peace, and healing. Feel beautiful, gentle energy moving down through your intestines, all through those little loops and curves, and down into the colon through the ileocecal valve, and up the ascending colon and the transverse colon, and down your left side and the descending colon, making that final turn down to the rectum. Love, peace, and healing. Strength and vitality and good peristalsis, good pulsation, good rhythm. Healing, healing rhythm. To move the toxins, to move the toxins. And everything else in your body, your skin, your hair, your fingernails, all the stuff that just kind of floats around in your body here and there, and the fat storage sites, some of which you don't really want anymore. Little metabolic aberrations. Scar tissue, genetic aberrations, twists, spirals and torques, pressures, squeezing, congestions, inflammations and infections, autoimmune reactions, all sorts of hidden physical agendas that compromise your well-being and your body. Love, peace, and healing to your body. Love, peace, and healing. Love be unto your body. Healing be unto your body. Your higher self gives to you. Receive. We're helping you. Receive. Let the healing happen. Let the healing happen. As if there is a little shower of light. Let the shower of light just come down through your head. Trickle and tingle like droplets of sparkling light water. And let it come down through your head and take anything else that remains that's dark, congested, or painful, sad, all the way down into your neck and your shoulders, trickles of beautiful particles of light, all the way down your arms to your fingertips. Just feel the light shower come, just particles of beautiful particles of sparkling light, just cleaning, 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 all the way down through your chest, through your torso, down through your hips, legs, knees, elbows, shoulders, ankles, hips, all those places where tension jams up. The light particles go in there, clear out the inflammations, the stress, the jam ups, the scars to your feet and through your feet. This beautiful light, like water, drops into the earth. Clean. You're clean. So clean, so clear, so clean. Peace, love, and healing be unto you, unto your physical body. And now, in another sweep, a little bit out of your physical body, a little bit beyond your physical body, is your emotional body. All the emotions you would like to release. It's time to let them go. Now is a shower of light, a violet shower of light, perhaps lavendery violet shower of light, to shower through your entire emotional body. Feel it just surround you and drench you. Give us and give the vortex your anger, unresolved anger, your pain, your frustration, your impatience, your hardships. Give us your shame, your judgments, your trauma. Let all the trauma out of your tissues, out of your emotional tissues, out of body and physical body and emotional body. All the emotions that live inside your physical body, stashed there, let them go. And the emotions that are around you, that float around you, let them go. All the fear, let go of the fear. Give us the fear. The sadness. The disillusionment. The sad suffering. Give it to us. The sense of separation, of loneliness, the heartaches, the hurts, give them to us. Let them lift out of your body, physical body. Let them lift out of your emotional body into that beautiful violet lavender light. Let it be dissolved. Let it be sent into the vortex. Let it be released from you, freed from you. All the agony, the sufferings, the memories of old pain, the memories of old hurts, of shame and humiliation and ridicule, embarrassment. Let it go. Come on, let it go. Give it to us. You don't need it anymore. And now let us and your higher self infuse you and bring you the energies of love, of hope, of happiness, of sparkling tenderness and intimacy with yourself, appreciation and love, care, and joy, and passion, and enthusiasm, and excitement, celebration, upliftment. Let us drench you with positive, juicy, wonderful emotions. Just filling it up now, filling up your emotional body and your physical body. All the places where you stashed pain, stash some joy now, stash some happiness, stash some light, stash some love. Love, peace, and healing to your emotional body. Peace and joy and balance, harmony. And now to your mental body. Release those limiting beliefs and thoughts. Release that old identity of yourself where you identify with your consensus, your society. You identify with your aging patterns. You identify with your body, with your family's genetics, where you identify, where you pattern all these programs and these limitations and assume them to be real, assume them to be true. And then when you realize that they're not true and they're not real, you still feel stuck with them, like you can't budge them and you can't move them. They're almost immobile, these beliefs. They're stuck boundaries, stuck limits of yours. Sense the stuck limits. Sense the boxes that you're in. The limitations, the belief limitations, the charge, the issues, all those issues around money and around people and around your life and around your body. Let it all go. Give it to us. Give all those attitudes. Give all that defensiveness that you feel that you must have because life isn't safe. And all the negative emotions that you've had to experience because you've been believing that somehow the world was against you. Even though now you know better. But sometimes it's just a thought and not a knowing, full knowing. Just let yourself let go of all of that limitation. Those structures, you took them on at one time because you didn't have any. But you're done with them now. Give them to us. Let us lift them. Let us bust the boxes. Let us make you free of the boxes. Come on, let us move out the boundaries. Let us expand the boundaries, bust the boxes, bust the boundaries. You got to move the boundaries. We got to move the boundaries. Expand you. Expand you, free you, freedom, freedom, move the boundaries, freedom, freedom. Freeing your mind from obsessive thinking, from habitual patterns of thought that run you day in and day out. Give them to us. Give all that mental chatter to us. Give all that mental crap that means nothing, that repetitive BS, give it to us. And your higher self, we take it, we send it out the vortex. And now your relationship to your world, your relationship to your family, to your genetics, all that shame that came down generation after generation, send it back up. Let it roll back up to the beginning. Let it roll in like a big snowball. ascendate, back up your family tree. Sense your ancestors standing around. Sense them present. Send them the shame. Send your parents the shame. It rolls up to your grandparents, to your great-grandparents. Send it back. Come on, send it back to 7 generations. Clearing, cleaning, healing, all the way back, 7 generations. All the trauma, all the pain, let it wrap up with the shame. Wrapping up, wrapping up, wrapping up, cleansing and cleansing each generation in turn. Sending it up to the next one, to the next one. And after it reaches the 7th generation, just let it continue. Whenever it gets there, just let it continue. And it will just take off. It will just exponentially roll into the infinite depths of the past, all the way back to the original ancestor, to the beginning, all the way back to the beginning. Send it back, send it back. Healing, love, peace and healing. Send it back, send it back. Love, peace and healing. Send it back. And then if you have children, you have dumped on them. If you care about your world, the world's children, think of them if you have none. But send your love and your peace and your healing and your cleanliness and your freedom and your power and this new level of connection you have, this healing that you have. Send it forward. Send it forward in time to those even unborn. Send it generation after generation into the future. Love, peace, and healing. Love, peace, and healing. To 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th and generations to the future. Love, peace, and healing. Love, peace, and healing. And it continues too. And you stand in the center of a divine pond. You, the pebble that creates the ripples of healing that go throughout time, space. Feel that power of you. Feel the truth of you. Whatever that means, it doesn't have to be defined. Sense it, imagine it, gut level know it. You're a powerful reality creator, a beautiful light being. You're a magnificent creation. In your choice to come here to participate, not only did you come to heal yourself, to know yourself, to enlighten, to realize yourself, to experience the oneness and there to share with your world, to send it out, to change your world, and to be done with the dance of birth and death, to be free, to return home to the divine. Feel your expanse huge, your aura huge. Feel it out 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet in diameter. 40 feet now in radius. Let it double in size. Expand, expand, expand. Your higher self sending light down into you, sending this beam of light into you, into your heart, all the way down into your heart, and it just spreads out into your world. Spread your light, your radiance out into the world now. And just as you had your ancestors surrounding you, see your friends on the other side surrounding you. There are many of us and many of your special friends. You've known them on other dimensions and other places and other star systems. They love you. your spiritual family comes to be with you to celebrate this moment of healing. You standing now, cleansed, purified, brilliant, huge giant of spirituality, standing in and resonating with your spiritual body. You love yourself. You love your life. You love your world. It is your choice, your power, your freedom. And you can trust the divine plan that you would not have come here for nothing. You didn't come here just to suffer, to struggle, to work hard and to earn your spiritual awakening. You came to play, to explore, to have fun, to receive, and to heal. With love, peace, and healing. To experience love and healing. So be it on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And so, since we didn't really take you into a meditation, we no need to take you out of one. If you have had a physical health condition, an emotional issue, or a mental difficulty, they are temporarily in a healed state right now. How do you keep them there? First of all, realize that when you are in this space, you can maintain and sustain healing. You can heal yourself either by just putting on this meditation, this cleansing ritual, you might say. You can put it on your, you can burn it on a CD and play it in the background. Just let it be playing in the background. It will hold some resonance up. But remember, it is up to you to hold your resonance up, to remember that you are a spiritual being. You're not behind. You don't have to pressure yourself. There's no more to do. It's not about doing. It's time to leap into your being, spiritually speaking. And from there, then you can do what you enjoy to do, what you wish to do, what you can allow the opportunities to open for you. But this resonance, and that famous, or rather infamous term, the law of attraction, this resonance will align you with your spiritual body. When you're aligned in your spiritual body, no matter what suffering you go through, will not bother you. You will no longer be suffering. Yes, you may still have an issue, but you won't be suffering. Remember, if an issue returns, then it means that you are starting to let your vibration shrink down. There's nothing wrong with you. Don't judge yourself. Don't be upset at yourself. Oh, darn, I lost it. Don't go there. No more spiraling down, right? No more judging yourself. Have love and compassion for yourself. Love yourself. Laugh. Have some humor about it. And remember, if you're holding your resonance, if you focus on remembering who you are and opening to receive, no earning, open to receive the gifts that are already yours. The gifts that are already yours. Then you will be able to handle whatever is happening with ease and love and joy and amazing miracles can happen. You see, your friends came to surround you. Well, they were there all the time, but you were busy clearing out stuff. You didn't really see them. They'll be there any time you want, just as we will. Give us a call when you go to bed at night, and we'll be very happy to show up, to surround you in stars and then a column of light, to hold you, to love you, to nurture you. It is our honor, our privilege, our desire. At your request, we will come. Give whatever issue you have to us and go to sleep. How much easier can it be than that? Right? The whole ritual was just to get you to that place where you believed that you were clear. And then you are. Your reality reflects your beliefs. If you have a belief that's limiting you, go through this ritual and just, even though it seems laborious and long, you can play some of it in the background and not even do it. But to a certain extent, just let this process go through you. And it will be dissolving, or it'll be shifting or changing. You know enough, you don't have to do so much work anymore. Call on us. Call on your other unseen friends. Call on your higher self. Call on Mother Earth. We're all willing to help. You don't have an idea how much you are loved by all of us. We're just in such admiration for the spirit that you have to face every day in the physical plane, at a time of great chaos, a destruction of the old ways of being. You're handling yourselves magnificently, even if you have a tendency to judge yourself as not being, having your act together. That's so not that significant. What's really significant is how much are you willing to love yourself today? How much are you willing to claim who you are and say, yes, I am that? It is in the fourth plane, the supercausal, the last plane before the pure light, love, and soul, unblemished soul. In that is where you start to see who you are, and you say, I am that. And you see that you and the world are one. That state of oneness goes all the way through that fourth plane, and it will propel you into your complete freedom. That's where you're headed. If you can remember where you're heading, you know, you can grab it, focus on it, and you'll lift instantly. No need to kind of process and wait and hope for the best, right? And fear for the worst. No preparation, defense. Nah. Let it be. Let it come to you. As always, it's a joy for us to work with you. We hope that you'll call us at night and we can come and do some really nice work with you again. The vortex got really loaded down there for a while. But you sent a good load. You sent a good shitload out. Okay. You're clean. They're clean. Doesn't it feel good? Yeah? Right? Every now and then, you just got to clean up and just, it's kind of like just a blank slate so you can just kind of start fresh. Now, we know that this process is really long, so we don't expect you to do this every day, but every now and then, if you feel yourself sludged down, then put it on and listen to it and really be with it and go through it again. If you go through it about 6 or 7 times, something will happen and there will be a shift in which it will get anchored into you much more easily, and you can just think it and it'll start to happen. you'll start to clear really fast. But you have to go about 7 times really paying attention to this ritual before it starts to have a momentum of its own. And as always, if you want to raise the vibration, just play it in the background. Right? All right. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. And until we see you again, farewell.